Well, I think the job I was doing at Walsall, that was a long-term project. You know, one of the longest-serving managers, nearly 5 years, it would have been in January. And, you know, it's a project that I took great pride in, and I look back at it and see a legacy there. And I see this football club with a similar project, but in a higher league. And, you know, the opportunity to try and get into the top league in this country. You know, there's a strategy in place. We've got to think a little bit differently to other clubs in this league to compete with them. And, you know, it's no different to the job that I was having to do in League One when I was with Walsall.
And the approach that you have to take, I mean, obviously you're not going to jump into a job without, as you just said in the press conference, due diligence, investigating what the club is about, talking to the owners and the people who run it. You know exactly where you fit into the model that they have here, and you're comfortable with that?
Yeah, very comfortable. You know, I know the parameters of the job. You know, I've always been comfortable with welcoming other people's opinions and being in committees and talking, but I've got a strong opinion on the game and how I think it is, but I think everybody should have a strong opinion on how they think the game is played, and the values of this football club fit with mine. The style of play the football club wants to play fits with mine. You know, and there's been a lot of talk about recruitments and how different it is, but you know, at the end of the day, I don't think any manager just goes out and picks a player. They have to talk about it with other people, and that's exactly the same here.
And football management is about managing, obviously, players, but it is about managing other elements of the club as well, coaches, advice, the analysts department. I mean, that's all part of the game.
It is. I'm a people person, and, you know, I'll value people's opinion. I'll want people's opinion. And, you know, I'll also stand my corner when I think, you know, my opinion is in good stead. But, you know, as a football club, I just think it's so progressive at the moment. And we think we can be different to other football clubs and stumble on some things that other clubs haven't thought about. And that's what impresses me.
You saw Lee's last game in temporary charge. Obviously, Lee's going to give a handover to you. You know Lee Carsley well. What did you make of what you saw? Areas for work? Areas that you were impressed with?
Yeah, there's some really good footballers here. You know, you can already see the ticks in the boxes for recruitment from the team that got promoted here. Because they got promoted to the Championship, got to the playoffs last season, and are only 3 points off it again. And the players are good players, and there's something to work with, that's for sure. And you know, something to work on as well. I'll implement new ideas, but I won't stray too far from what Lee Carsley was doing, because he's done a grand job.
Recruitment is going to be something that will be looked at. You will bring names, you will bring your experience and knowledge to the table. People will be asking about certain individuals at Walsall, no doubt, whether you'd be looking back to your former club when the window opens.
Yeah, I mean, I've got to. I think we've got a recruitment meeting due, and you know, I don't know where we'll be going until we have them recruitment meetings. You know, looking forward to them, just to seeing, you know, what we're looking for and looking towards in January, and how to improve the football club. And, you know, that's the important thing all the time, is that this football club keeps improving. And, you know, hopefully I can come and help do that.
It's not necessarily easy taking over during a season because of things that have happened. You've got less scope to actually impose yourself right from the beginning of the campaign. But what do you hope to achieve come May?
Well, I sat down with Lee yesterday and just spoke about, you know, what he's done in a relatively short time. And, you know, he's handing the reins to me to a really good football club with a good football team who are playing good stuff at the moment, and full of confidence with the results they've been having. So all I will look at is, you know, the next game and try and get 3 points and make sure that, you know, all the players understand how important 3 points are at every game. And then where that takes us, he may, it takes us, but you can only deal with one game at a time.